This is VOA News by Ramona. I'm Tommy McKee. Tropical storm Sally churned northward on Sunday, poised to turn into a hurricane and send life-threatening storm surge along the northern Gulf of Mexico. It is expected to become a hurricane Monday and reach shore by early Tuesday, bringing hurricane conditions to regions stretching from the Morgan City, Louisiana to Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Tropical storm conditions are expected in the region by Monday. Forecasters say Sally could produce rain totals up to 24 inches by the middle of the week. Its maximum sustained wind Sunday evening were 60 miles per hour. Warnings of strong winds that could fan the wildfires on the U.S. West Coast have added urgency to firefighters' efforts. The alerts stretch from hard-hit southern Oregon to northern California and last through Monday evening. One family that lost their home fears having to evacuate a second time because of the weather. Authorities say nearly all the dozens of people reported missing after a devastating blaze in southern Oregon have been accounted for, but the fires have killed 35 people from California to Washington State. The flames have turned homes into rubble, forced tens of thousands to flee, and shrouded the region with smoke so thick that air quality was some of the worst in the world. A vast of vital sweatland swath. A vital wetlands continues to burn in Brazil, sweeping across several national parks and obscuring the sun behind dense smoke. Preliminary figures from the Federal University of Rio de Janeiro indicate that nearly 5,800 square miles have burned since the start of August. That's an expanse comparable to the area consumed by the historic blazes now afflicting California. This is VOA News. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said Monday that the country will lift coronavirus restrictions across the country in 1 week, except in its biggest city, Auckland, which hits the epicenter of a second wave of infections. Ardern said Auckland's restrictions would be reviewed next Monday. She also said the government would immediately ease all physical distancing requirements on planes. That's a boost for New Zealand, Air New Zealand, which has had to limit passengers on its planes for months. She said masks will still be mandatory on all public transport. New Zealand, a nation of 5 million, had appeared to have succeeded in halting community transmission of COVID-19, but a fresh outbreak in Auckland in August prompted the government to place the city back on lockdown. Globally, there are more than 922,000 COVID-19-related deaths and more than 28.9 million confirmed infections. The United States and Brazil together make up more than a third of the deaths, while the U.S., India, and Brazil together make up well more than half of the world's infections. Many teachers are choosing not to return to the classroom because of the coronavirus threat in the United States, and schools around the U.S. are scrambling to find replacements. In some places, this means lowering certification requirements to help get substitutes in the door. Several states have seen surges in educators filing for retirement or taking leaves of absence. The departures are straining staff in places that were dealing with shortages of teachers and substitutes even before the pandemic, and it created an education crisis. Teachers in at least three states have died after bouts with the coronavirus since the dawn of the new school year. TikTok's owner has chosen Oracle over Microsoft as its preferred suitor to buy the popular video sharing app, according to a source familiar with the deal. The choice came a week before U.S. President Donald Trump's deadline to ban it in the U.S. if it wasn't sold. Microsoft said in a Sunday statement that TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, let them know that they would not be selling TikTok's U.S. operations to Microsoft. The Trump administration has threatened to ban TikTok by mid-September and ordered ByteDance to sell its U.S. business, claiming national security risk due to its Chinese ownership. Find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.